This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law Friday expected to be used to ban allies of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny from running for office. Putin signed a bill barring staff and sponsors of extremist groups from, or quote-unquote extremist groups, from running in parliamentary elections. Critics have denounced the law as the latest in a series of moves to crack down on Russia's opposition ahead of elections due in September for Russia's lower house. The law affects not only senior members and activists of Navalny's team, but potentially tens of thousands of Russians who supported its work with donations. Meanwhile, a Russian court is considering whether to designate Navalny's political network as an extremist organization and could make a decision as early as next week. European Union ambassadors on Friday adopted a plan to ban Belarus airlines from flying over EU territory or landing in EU airports, three diplomats said. The decision is part of broader economic sanctions against Belarus in response to Minsk scrambling a warplane to force the landing of a Ryanair flight carrying an opposition journalist last month. The EU also strongly recommends that EU airlines avoid flying over Belarus, but that does not amount to a legally binding ban. European air traffic control officials have said around 400 civilian planes usually fly over Belarus every day, and Belarusian national carrier Belavia had been running flights linking Belarus with some 20 airports in Europe, including Helsinki, Amsterdam, Milan, Warsaw, Frankfurt, Berlin, Munich, Paris, Rome, and Vienna. This is VOA News. The United Nations said Friday a militia killed 57 civilians, including seven children, and wounded many more in displacement camps in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo earlier this week. The UN Refugee Agency is voicing outrage at the gun and machete assaults and says the deadly attacks by the Allied Democratic Forces group had forced some 5,800 people to flee multiple displacement sites in the eastern DR Congo's Ituri province. Bereaved family members told the UN that many of their relatives were burnt alive in their houses. The agency called for security in the region to be scaled up urgently to protect civilians, many of whom have been attacked and forced to flee multiple times. A member of the committee that organizes Hong Kong's annual candlelight vigil for the victims of the Tiananmen Square crackdown was arrested early Friday on the 32nd anniversary. The arrest and a ban on the vigil for a second year comes as Beijing attempts to crush pro-democracy activism in Hong Kong, which has been the last place on Chinese soil where the June 4th, 1989 event was publicly commemorated. Thousands of Hong Kong police are expected to patrol the city's streets Friday to prevent people from gathering to commemorate the 1989 crackdown by Chinese troops in and around Beijing's Tiananmen Square. The annual June 4th vigil in Hong Kong's Victoria Park, the world's largest, is widely seen as a symbol of the former British colony's democratic aspirations and desire to preserve its different way of life from mainland China. Authorities warn that anyone taking part in unauthorized assemblies risks time in prison. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents are pushing for a quick vote to end his record-setting rule. The deal between a new eight-party coalition is not done yet and still has to go before the Israeli parliament. Meantime, a U.S. State Department spokesman said the United States' quote, ironclad support for Israel will continue regardless of what government is in place. Netanyahu is facing the prospect of an end to his 12-year run as premier. Tokyo is donating more than 1 million doses of the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccines to Taiwan, according to Japan's foreign minister. Taipei is struggling to secure jabs, accusing China of interference. The move is likely to stir controversy with Beijing, which views democratic and self-ruled Taiwan as its own territory and works to keep the island diplomatically isolated. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.